Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 14th, 2006. It's just a beautiful Friday morning here in rural South Central Pennsylvania. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to bring these messages of encouragement to you each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, The Pruning Experience, and the scripture text is a portion from John 15, 1 and 2, and these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
When we moved to our home over 4 years ago, we had a small maple tree growing right up along a fence in our backyard. It was healthy, but we decided to transplant it to another part of our yard where we wanted a tree.
I dug it out, and in doing so, completely bared the root system. Now, I've learned since then that when it's possible, it's good to leave soil around roots when you transplant. We dug a hole in the desired location where a died-out tree had been in our front yard and replanted it there. I watered it and fertilized it, but within days the tree was dying and its leaves were turning brown and falling off, and it really looked extremely sad.
We resigned to just losing the tree when a friend told me, "You've got to prune that right back. Lop it off halfway up." Wow, was that hard to do, but it was dying anyway, so I took the advice. It didn't look very good cutting a tree halfway off. Within a few weeks, though, we saw new leaves forming, and the tree was thriving in a very short time. Since we thoroughly enjoy our view of the farm fields, we've wondered if we actually planted it in a good location. It will eventually block our view of the distant farms.
The daily scriptures are the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ. The typical interpretation is that He is the vine, and we are the branches of the vine. The Father cuts off branches that bear no fruit, which has been variously interpreted by Christians through the ages. Today, I consider the latter part of the daily text. Every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
Are you bearing fruit today? All who follow Christ are called to bear fruit. In fact, Jesus ended His teaching with this statement, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." All fruit-bearing Christians are subject to pruning. Notice the phrase, every branch. The purpose of the pruning is that we might be even more fruitful.
The nature of this pruning is seen by many to be the trials that are an inevitable part of our earthly existence. I can't speak for you, but I don't necessarily like the painful pruning experiences of life. Too often I'm willing to settle for the fruit I have and am unconcerned about being more fruitful, which follows the pruning action. But we have to go back to that detail that we pointed out earlier. Every branch, Jesus said, that does bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
Today, may God give us all an assurance that the pruning experience is actually an evidence of God's faithfulness and love toward us.
Let's pray. Father, You are the master gardener who is growing me into the likeness of Your Son, Jesus Christ. As I remain in the vine, You assure me that I will bear much fruit lasting far beyond one season. When I consider the fruit You want to grow in me, I recognize that it is all based on character traits seen in the Son. Help me to respond in accordance to the pruning knife of the Word of God, as it penetrates my soul, judging the thoughts and attitudes of my heart. Cut out that which hinders my growth, and submerge me in that which will make me flourish, making me fruitful for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for preparing that prayer. We do have a song with a link today that seems to go well with the message. It's titled, "I Want to Be More Like You." Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Just go to the website today, Friday, March 14th. If you're listening to this podcast any other day, just back up to that day through the archives. And you can get a link to that song. I have two photos up on the site today as well. One of that silver maple right in our front yard I took just this morning. And another I took last night that really is not related to the message, but expresses my enjoyment of photography, in this case, macro photography. So many digital cameras now have that feature of allowing you to take macro pictures. And this is a blown-up picture of a bee on a sunflower in our backyard I took last night. Well, have a blessed day today. And let me conclude also by pointing out, as we prepare these messages, we are aware of the many hurts around the world, and today the increasing tensions and war in the Middle East. It's not, as I prepare these, we're not interested. Periodically, I do address these situations, and yet if I were to allow world or national news to dictate my messages, every day there'd be something to write about. It is a matter of great concern to us. Brooksie and I prayed this morning for the Prince of Peace. We know that the real solution to the world's problems is Jesus Christ. I think of an old song that says, Jesus is the answer for the world today, and that remains the case. May many today find Jesus as their Savior. Amen.